Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Very Best, Hands-On, Kin to Dangerous Family Devotions. Volume 152, Activities Your Kids Will Never Forget, is a Christian family devotional guide by Tim Shoemaker, published in paperback by Revell. It is designed for parents who want family devotions to be more engaging than a standard read and question format. Instead of relying mainly on discussion, the book uses 52 activity-based object lessons and experiments to help children connect biblical ideas with memorable physical experiences. Its overall purpose is practical to make spiritual teaching more vivid, more participatory, and more likely to stick with active children and even skeptical teens. The tone and structure reflect a strong belief that learning scripture can be interactive without losing seriousness. In that sense, the book sits at the intersection of devotional writing, hands-on parenting resources, and family education, offering a weekly framework that is meant to be usable across a full year. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, using physical activity to make biblical teaching memorable, the book's central idea is that children often remember what they do more clearly than what they merely hear. Rather than treating family devotions as a quiet reading session, Tim Shoemaker builds each lesson around an activity that creates a concrete sensory experience. This method reflects a broader educational principle. Abstract ideas become easier to grasp when they are tied to visible action, surprise, or repetition. In a devotional context, that means biblical truths are not only explained but also enacted. The book's approach is especially suited to children who struggle to sit still or stay focused during traditional devotions because it turns attention into participation. The activities are not presented as gimmicks. They serve as teaching tools meant to help parents connect an event, object, or experiment to a scriptural principle. That connection is what gives the format its strength. It does not replace teaching with entertainment. Instead, it uses memorable action to support teaching, which makes the devotional experience more likely to be retained and discussed later. Secondly, a family devotional model built around 52 ready-to-use lessons. A major practical feature of the book is its structure of 52 activities, which gives families a clear weekly rhythm for a full year. This makes the book more than a collection of ideas. It functions as a repeatable framework for consistency. Many family devotion books fail because they require too much planning or only work as occasional resources. Shoemaker's format addresses that problem by offering a complete set of lessons that parents can adopt without inventing their own curriculum from scratch. The weekly design also matters because it lowers the pressure to make every devotional session elaborate. Families can commit to a manageable schedule while still varying the format enough to keep attention. This is particularly useful for households with busy routines, since the book offers both structure and flexibility. The one-year format also creates a sense of progression. Devotion time becomes something habitual rather than improvised. In practical terms, the book helps parents move from intention to implementation, which is often the hardest step in building a consistent family devotional practice. Thirdly, designed to engage reluctant children, dads, and teens, the book is clearly aimed at more than just already interested younger children. Its descriptions and reception show that it is meant to help parents reach reluctant participants, including dads who may feel disengaged from devotional routines and teens who may dismiss ordinary family Bible time as childish or dull. That broad target audience is important because family devotions often fail, not for lack of good intentions, but because they do not match the attention style of everyone in the room. Shoemaker's hands-on method tries to solve that by offering activities that feel active rather than instructional in a narrow sense. The appeal is partly psychological. When people are doing something, they are more likely to lean in than when they are only listening. For fathers in particular, the book offers a format that can feel less abstract and more concrete, which may increase participation. For teens, the novelty and challenge of the activities can reduce resistance. In this way, the book does not simply make devotions fun. It attempts to widen the range of people who can meaningfully take part in them. Fourthly, safety, preparation, and guided risk as part of the lesson design, the book's kind of dangerous label is not a casual flourish. It signals that the activities involve enough physical complexity to require adult supervision, preparation, and common sense. That is an important part of the book's design philosophy. The point is not to encourage recklessness, but to use carefully managed risk or surprise to create a more vivid learning environment. Many of the activities are likely to work only when parents prepare in advance and think through the setup, materials, and safety boundaries. This makes the book distinctive among devotional resources because it expects the adult leader to be an active facilitator rather than a passive reader. The presence of caution symbols and age-related guidance in related descriptions suggests that the book anticipates varied family circumstances and different levels of readiness. That practical realism strengthens the resource. It acknowledges that memorable teaching often requires planning. In effect, The book treats preparation itself as part of responsible discipleship, especially when the learning process is meant to be active, physical, and occasionally messy. Lastly, combining entertainment with explicit spiritual application. One reason the book stands out is that it does not settle for novelty alone. The activities are designed to be engaging, but their real purpose is to move from experience to biblical meaning. That balance matters because hands-on family resources can easily become one-off stunts unless they clearly connect back to scripture. Shoemaker's format addresses this by pairing each activity with an explanation of the lesson it is meant to teach. The result is a devotional model in which the activity grabs attention and the teaching interprets it. This makes the book more than a collection of science-style tricks or family games. It is a discipleship tool that uses vivid illustration to reinforce doctrine, character formation, and biblical reflection. The emphasis on spiritual impact also sets the book apart from purely entertainment-focused children's resources. Its unusual activities are a means to an end, not the end itself. That distinction is crucial to understanding the book's value. It is trying to help families teach faith in a way that is both engaging and theologically purposeful. In conclusion, this book is best suited for parents, grandparents, youth leaders, and Christian caregivers who want family devotions to feel active, memorable, and usable in real households. It is especially helpful for families with energetic children, short attention spans, or members who tend to tune out conventional devotional formats. Readers who want a ready-made structure for weekly discipleship will benefit from the 52-lesson format, while readers looking for fresh ways to connect scripture to everyday experience will find the hands-on approach especially useful. What makes it stand out in the family devotional category is its willingness to treat participation as a key part of learning. Many similar books emphasize discussion, reading plans, or short reflections. This one builds the lesson around a concrete activity first and then draws out the biblical point. That makes it more distinctive than a typical devotional guide and more likely to be remembered by children. Its blend of practical planning, physical engagement, and direct spiritual application gives it a clear place among family discipleship resources aimed at making faith instruction both accessible and durable. If you would like to support Tim Shoemaker, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.